Hello, world, and happy new year! Feliz Año Nuevo, I think we say in Spanish. This is Janet Kaliri. Welcome to my show, Sight for Sound, Life Coaching with a Twist. Sight for Sound, when you see yourself as you truly are, you make sound choices in life. I am your host and life coach, Janet Kaliri. Thanks for being here. Happy New Year again. 2008 is already great. What do you guys say? 2008 is already great? I have a live audience. A live audience, a great community here. People from Philadelphia and Boston area. Southern California. And I think it's such a privilege. Such a privilege to be here on New Year's Day. It's the perfect time.
I'm muted.
Okay, hi there again. I don't know what happened. I think you're on. No?
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Okay, all right. Because he was waiting for you to call it. Yeah. Or for me to say, hey, because I heard the beep.
Oh,
you
were screaming.
Ah.
I can take the mute off. Hi, this is Papanesh from Glendale. We're having a party. Woo-hoo! I had muted us so we didn't distract Miss Janet Kaliri.
Well, today's topic is New Year's resolution or new lifestyle. So we're going to open the lines today. Although I have a live audience, I encourage you listeners to call in and talk about New Year's resolution, or are you ready and willing to make a new lifestyle? What works best? I have my opinion, and that's a new lifestyle. That's my humble opinion. And the numbers are 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Hey there again. Okay, I guess we're going to have a lot of callers, so you can call into line 2. There's a local number, 530-876-3222. And the line 2 is on the website. I don't know it, actually, at the moment. So today's topic again, resolution versus new lifestyle. And I wanted to go back a little bit to the last show a couple of weeks ago where the topic was completion. And I want to thank Jay from Japan, a former client of mine who called in to talk about completion and what that meant to him. And if you didn't complete, you're incomplete. No need to worry about it. Just let it go or move forward with it. So, my motto right now is 2008 is already great. And I'm saying it in the present tense because a lot of us speak about, oh, it's going to be a great year. 2008 is going to be great. So what would happen for you if you said 2008 is already great? 2008 is already great. So call in 877-876-5227 or the second line. And the first line caller is hanging up right now, so she's going to free up the lines. So the first line is 877-876-5227. Feel free to call in and ask questions on how to create a new lifestyle. Feel free to share any thoughts on the new year. Maybe some people don't celebrate it or they don't make a big deal out of it. Or maybe you would like some assistance in harnessing your momentum. So present versus future. One great way to create results that are important to you is to speak in the present. And if we speak in the present, then our results are happening now, whereas if we speak into the future, we're living into the future, and we keep looking outside way down the road, and we find out that the results are not happening. So I welcome the live audience. Any comments on, you don't need to call in, and I'll just give you my phone. And the live audience here, Catherine and Ellen and Susan and Tom, if you have any comments on resolution versus a new lifestyle.
All right, Tom's coming to the phone. Here he comes.
Hi, this is Tom. Yeah, actually, I did have a question of clarification. When you say resolutions or, would you explain that? Resolutions
or
rather than resolutions and? Maybe if you could explain what you mean by resolutions.
Good question, Tom, but I want your thoughts on resolutions. So resolutions a lot of people make seem to last about 1 to 3 months. Specifically because they don't have the tools to maintain a specific new habit or a specific lifestyle. So a lot of people will look at a resolution, they'll create one or two or three, and they get all excited, and then they run out of fuel. And new lifestyle is made through, say, a coaching process or the self-realization process where one gets to know themselves better and they have information to use and apply in their life in which they harness their momentum and develop healthy habits. So what are your thoughts on that, Tom?
Well, yeah, I think I agree with you on resolutions because, you know, you get excited at the beginning of the year and then you just, they sort of fizzle out. What I like to do is just focus in on intentions. For me, intentions has been very strong. So I just list out my intentions daily and then from there stay open and wait to receive or take action where necessary.
I like that, Tom. I like that about creating daily intentions and being open.
To receive. Or know when to take action. Yeah, sometimes it's just sitting there.
Do nothing. It's not good. Yes. So one of the important pieces, and I agree with Tom, is putting out an intention and staying committed to it, staying open to it, being open to receive. And one of the questions I have here for the audience is, are you giving yourself permission to shine? Are you giving yourself permission to receive? Are you giving yourself permission to shine? So that is a question. Perhaps another question is, Are you ready for your greatness? Are you ready to acknowledge your greatness? And hey there, we have some more people in our live audience. What is your name?
I'm Sam.
Hi, Sam.
This is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. How are you?
Okay.
Happy New Year. We are talking about New Year resolution versus a new lifestyle and what lasts longer. So if you have any comments.
You can be live on the radio.
You can be live. So, yeah, if we're going to create an intention or a goal, we must be open to having that manifest. We must be open to receiving. Catherine. Here's Catherine originally from Massachusetts. She's hosting us live in her Glendale, California home.
Yeah, woohoo! Okay. Well, last night I attended this puja, if you haven't been to one, and an awakening goddess and god energy, and I just feel so grounded. And, you know, when Tom was talking about the possibility of making resolutions and how they seem to fade, one of the things that have been working for me is I use this thing called a compelling vision. And I wrote it up, and I wrote about my life and myself so that I'll live into it every day. So I actually read like this intention. I wake up every day, you know, into this miraculous life, and I put the qualities and the feelings and things that really matter to my heart. I know when I first started writing it, I just cried and cried, you know, like it really touched me. And so every day I get this opportunity to invent and create. And I really think that that's one of the ways that I commit to living a lifestyle from creation versus the past.
And so, Catherine, my question for you now is, what happens on the days or the moments that you don't believe?
It doesn't happen anymore because of this compelling vision. It works so great. And, you know, I will find places where I tweak it a little bit. I'll realize that I left out a more, you know, like it keeps deepening is really what keeps happening. It's not consistently, does it feel the same every day? Like there was something about it when I first started reading it that like something shifted in me. So like I think that's what's really good is having a daily practice and being able to see how much we actually do change and that we're not the same every day. And so, you know, every time I read it, I'm like moved by it, and then I add and little things change, and then, you know, I meet new people and I expand it. I will share a funny one on me. I am so committed to doing a fairy festival in 2008. And so I wrote this whole compelling vision, and I'm reading it for a few days, and I didn't have one thing in it about the fairy festival. So anyway, thanks for letting me share, and thanks for having everybody here.
Thank you, Catherine. All right, anyone can call in 877-876-5227, 530-876-3222. So one of my questions for the audience is, what are you committed to? Are you committed to change? Are you committed to achievement, accomplishment? Are you committed to your health? Are you committed to playing a big game? Are you committed to a different lifestyle? So remember that when we do the same thing over and over again, we get the same result. Some people call that insanity, but I don't really place that definition with it, but it is true. When we do the same thing over and over again, we get the same result. So if something's working and we're doing this, then keep doing the same thing. Something isn't working, then change what you're doing, change how you're thinking, change how you're being. One of the great ways to stay in the present and actualize results is by using the two words, I am. I am are the two most powerful creative words in the universe, and they're in present tense. And I would love to hear from anybody who uses I am and if you have noticed any significant different results in your life. So I would like to hear from the live audience here. Does anybody want to share their intention for 2008?
Fairy festival.
Fairy festival. Is that a successful fairy festival or just a fairy festival?
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Yes, so be descriptive. Be descriptive in your intentions because we always get what we ask for. And that's why it's important in the self-realization to know oneself well so we know what we want. And we put it out there and we create it. 877-876-5227, resolution or new lifestyle. Any other comments, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Tom from Boston.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. One, well, the I am, you know, the I am. You know I'm a big fan of the I am. But the other thing that's come up for me is that a lot of times we talk about receiving
uh-huh.
whatever results of things, and a lot of times I find that the things I'm looking to receive I already have.
Like what?
My pedometer was on my wish list. It was part of my wish list for
pedometer?
Christmas.
Pedometer?
Yeah. And I found one in my apartment the other day. So I already had it.
There you go.
And I think that was symbolic of a lot of times we're looking for things outside of us, and we actually have them already inside of us. It's just receiving them from within.
Thank you, Tom.
Excellent.
Yeah, even had a live prop.
He's got the live prop right here, pedometer. Yeah, and it is true. We actually have all the information that we need inside of us, and through self-realization, again, through knowing ourselves better, that information is brought forth in our consciousness. So then it is right in the forefront of our mind, and we are aware of it on a regular basis. And that information becomes a tool, and we begin to realize that things that we think we need or that we want are right there in front of us. And again, going back to being open and being open to receive, that's really important. I think a lot of people grow up with a sense of, I don't know, a sense of guilt in receiving. And they notice that they're not receiving things that they want. Sam, do you have a comment on that?
I wasn't paying attention to what you just said, but I will comment on the things to come in the year if that's what you want.
Sure.
This is my first time at this, but my name is Sam, and I don't really have a strong sense of needing to make a commitment to make a change in the year, because I really feel it's about daily living, and my commitment is to happiness today and contentment today with who I am and where I'm at and what I have in my life. So I don't really look forward to a time and a point in the future where if I have this or if I am that, I'll have what I need to be who I am. I'm trying to retain a commitment of being happy with who I am today, because that's all I've got. Tomorrow's but an illusion that I'll try and attain, but, you know, I'm where I'm at because of everything I've seen, felt, tasted, touched, or heard, and so who I am today is the best I can be, and that's my commitment, as opposed to something in the future that I can't attain because I'm not there.
Righty on. Anyone else have a comment on that? Totally unrehearsed. Well, I really like that, Sam. Sam's talking about, again, being in the present and on a daily basis being content with who he is. So embracing who he is a good idea. And rather than being resistant. And if we want something to change for ourselves, there's no need to beat ourselves up and get all upset about it. We just look at it and say, hey, this is what's working and this is what's not. So, oh, we have Herb and Shiloh. Welcome.
Hi.
Herb is, are you originally from Germany?
No.
Oh, he's from Southern Cal. And he lived in Germany for 20 years as a musician. Oh, there we go. Okay, we're live. So, Herb, we are talking about resolution versus new lifestyle. And wondering if you have any, yeah, if you have any thoughts.
I've never actually made New Year's resolutions because I kind of feel like it's something I just try to work on myself all the time. I don't like, to me, it's not a special time that the change of the year to go, okay, now I'm going to improve this or I'm going to improve that. It's kind of the same thing as the Christmas spirit kind of thing, which I just think should be there all the time. And that's something you turn on at the end of the year. So, I don't really do resolutions. I have some goals, you know. I try to set some goals maybe for a year, but that's not a resolution, I don't think. So there you go.
So do you agree that setting goals but living every day in a lifestyle of consciousness is working for you versus using the new year as a resolution?
Generally speaking, yes. I do think it works for me, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Herb, from Southern Cal. Yeah, so I like what Herb said. he's talking about what I'm encouraging people to do is create a new lifestyle. And one way to do that is through the coaching process. So it is a process of self-realization and knowing ourselves better so that we have more information to work with. And it works quite well. Works quite well. Ellen, do you have any comments about the new year?
You want to share with the world?
Something that was a great insight for me, and this works into resolutions and that kind of thing, is that I realized a couple of goals that I've been thinking about for a while. I've been thinking more about them in a fantasy sense than real, concrete, this is what I'm going to do. It was that whole thinking about them in the future, like someday I'm going to create this, but I didn't realize I was thinking of it that way. And it occurred to me recently, and I think that's kind of the difference for me between a resolution and a commitment, where a resolution, it's like, okay, I have the motivation right now, I get going on it, and I think I'm going to do this at some point, and sort of start and then fade out. Whereas a real commitment for me, it's like, okay, I'm really committed to these goals now, and I'm taking specific action with the focus remaining on the goals, but taking consistent action is definitely the difference for me in terms of thinking about something. It's like, yeah, or taking action here and there, which is when coming from fantasy, that's what resulted, was, here and there, I'll take some action and I'll get this at some point. Whereas, okay, no, I really want this now. And thinking of it in the now made a big, big difference.
And do you agree that it's actually healthy to fantasize? Is that part of your creation process?
I think initially, yes, because fantasy helps to bypass what we call being realistic. And realistic, to me, is a way of putting limitation on something. So rather than limit it, if you do it, if I could have anything, what would I want? And if that means that's a fantasy, great, but then why not go for that? Why not go for it all? So I think fantasy can help in just bypassing limitation, but then there has to be a commitment.
Very nice. I like what you said, Ellen, and I'm going to add on to that. About the fantasy process, I do think it's quite important. The creative fantasy process, where our ideas flow and they come to our consciousness, and as Ellen was saying, if it's something that we truly desire, it's not going to happen unless we take some action, so that we realize our goals and dreams. And one thing I encourage the audience to do is to plan out, schedule time blocks, time windows in your calendar for that creative fantasy time. We all need that time. Even if it's not about setting goals or making something happen, but just that creative fantasy time. And like many people I know, and probably many of the listeners, you have goals and dreams and aspirations. And so I encourage you to block out, a couple of hours, maybe a week, for the next 6 months. Go get your calendars, block out the time, take that time for creative fantasy. And you will soon see that what you desire is appearing before you, sometimes without any effort at all. And I recently had a really busy fall and beginning of winter with my business, and really successful results with my clients. And working with some
inner-city youth here in L.A., and I got really, really busy, and I didn't take a lot of time for the creative fantasy. So the teacher teaches what she most needs to learn. And I'm human, so I am encouraging everybody and myself, and I'm saying it out loud to the world, that scheduling in some more creative fantasy time is very healthy. So, audience, I encourage you to call in, share thoughts, ask questions. If you have questions on how you can create a new lifestyle or gain some tools to maintain your momentum in the new year and your new habits or goals and staying on track, or even if you fall off track, and how you can easily get back on, 877-876-5227, 530-876-3222. Oh, and for those in Canada, 888-815-9756. So our topic today is resolution or new lifestyle. 2008 is already great. Is 2008 already great, live audience?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! How many hours are we into it? Yeah. So it's already great. Let's talk in the present. It is already great. And share your resolutions. It's absolutely okay that you have resolutions. Call in. Share your resolutions. Share suggestions, ideas, ask questions, anything. 877-876-5227. Okay, so some of the questions we have today is, are you open? Are you open to receive? Are you giving yourself permission to shine? Are you afraid of your greatness? A lot of people are afraid of their greatness, which is okay. It's very okay. I personally think that we are here to contribute, and that each and every one of us has a unique gift to offer the world, to contribute to the world, to contribute to human condition. And if we stay mediocre and we choose not to live in our greatness, then we are giving our gift at, you know, 50%. And I gather, and I assume, and just from the years I've been on the planet, that most people want to help, that they love helping. And one of the notions I have and what I live by is that I am as good to others to the degree I am with me. So if I am good with me, then I make good choices and I have that much more to give to others. And one of the other suggestions I have in terms of getting good with yourself and having more to give to others is pre-scheduling some exercise time or some nap time or some downtime. I'm not talking about being all rigid and structured and not making any space for spontaneity, but just having that block of time in front of you on your calendar really assist you in reaching your goals and completing incompletes, getting the tasks done. How many of you have a to-do list that is a mile long and you feel overwhelmed? So perhaps you want to prioritize your to-do list. Maybe some of those are actually projects.
with projects, I suggest splitting it into a beginning, middle, and end, and giving yourself beginning, middle, and end dates and times. Perhaps labeling with priority. So what is a priority on your to-do list? Some of your to-do lists, is that tasks, is that coming under certain goals? So you can write out your goals and then put your to-do list under there. You can break it up into projects and then to-do list under there. And I'm going to go back to my live audience and see if anybody wants to share their thoughts on the new year or goals. Anybody want to share thoughts on the new year, certain goals? Sharing certain goals? Well, you don't have to say your name. We may have an anonymous caller here. I'm going to come out to the kitchen. Would anybody like to share their goals for 2007, their intentions?
Sure. 2008, you mean?
Yeah. Did I say 2007? Oh, my goodness.
Did you reach your goals in 2007?
I went over my goals in 2000. I reached goals that I didn't even intend. See, that's how powerful we are. So Catherine wants to share her intention for 2008 because it's already great.
It is already great. My intention is to live in my authentic power, living focused in every moment, and speaking my truth.
So what does authentic mean to you?
It means I'm a psychic intuitive, and I don't pretend that I'm not.
Oh, I like that, pretending not to know. No pretending not to know. So you are actually willing to embrace your greatness?
Right now.
Right now, righty on. Okay, what about you? Are you willing to embrace your greatness, Herb?
I'm not sure.
He's not sure. Okay, well, we have...
I'm willing, yes.
364.5 days.
Okay.
Ms. Shiloh, do you have any comments? Okay. Well, good. So call in and talk to us. Ask us questions. We have so now we're talking about reasons and excuses. This is a very good topic to bring up. So one of the things I've been taught and that I teach others and I live by as well as possible, as well as is humanly possible, is to be bigger than my reasons, to be unreasonable. And our friend Ellen here has some kind of comment on that. Oh, she's being about her reasons and not getting on the phone. So what is the debate?
I realized it was choices I made.
Okay, this is good. Okay, great topic here. So reasons versus choices. Excuses too. Yeah, so we make our reasons or excuses not to do things. And then we make, or an intentional choice. Okay. So Ellen is talking about she made some certain choices and she wasn't comfortable with her choices. So then she made excuses for her choices. I want people to call in on this topic. 877-876-5227. 530-876-3222. All right. Well, this is great because we are talking about new beginnings, if people at this time of year honor new beginnings, some people do not. I feel the energy in the air, so I do use that feeling in the air to harness my momentum, but I do promote living a lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle versus resolution. So when sometimes we make resolutions, and as I was speaking earlier, they drop off between you know, somewhere between the first and the third month. And primarily that is due to our excuses and reasons. So if I make a commitment, or I give my word, and I break it, what am I making my reason? And think about this. Really go in and tell yourself the truth. So do you live in your reasons and excuses? Or do you make conscious daily choices? Because I know that I used to live in my reasons and excuses. We come back to intention. It's really a full circle here. What is my intention? That helps me make a choice rather than be about my reasons or excuses. So then I become bigger than my reasons. So the next time you go to break your word or break a commitment, ask yourself, what is my intention? Then you can make a healthy choice. And rather than be about your reason. So it really is about bringing consciousness, again, bringing consciousness about who you are, what is important to you, and every time you go to break something, ask yourself, what is my intention? Susan. You want to talk about it? Okay, Susan is going to share some thoughts on how to create intentions.
Thank you. Okay, hi, this is Susan. Happy New Year. Creating intentions is so powerful, but talking about it is one thing, but then actually putting some steps into it. One thing that works for me is I have intentions written out for every area of my life, and you can combine it into one long form, or you can actually break it down into the separate. I have one for health, I have one for love relationships, I have one for friends, I have for career, different aspects of my career, and I have one for finances. And it's really powerful to, like, create in the first paragraph everything that you'd like to create in that and state it as if it is already done so that when you're saying it and reading it aloud, I read it out loud, each one, once a day, and the goal is to do it 90 days because if you do it for 90 days, that's like a cycle of the like spring, summer, and fall, three months. So when you do something for 3 months, it really is creating it to be your destiny. So the first paragraph is about writing down clearly present tense of how you like that area to be and living in it in the now. The next part is about stating by when it will be done. Some people like to put a date on it. Oh, by January 15th, 2009, I will have achieved blah, 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 blah. Some people don't like putting a time on it. Some people like to just say, it, you know, this is happening now. Each way is powerful, but it, whichever way works for you best. And also stating in the next paragraph what you're going to give in return for it. How are you going to be? So if it is a great love life situation that you're looking for, who are you going to be in that relationship? How are you going to be as that person to that person? How's the relationship going to be? And then the final fourth paragraph is about bringing all your senses in together with it, what it feels like, looks like, sounds like, tastes like, really bringing in all the senses so you can visualize and see it all happening, and then state it that this or something better is happening now. And then you kind of leave it open to the universe to bring you the greatness of what you already asked for, or if not that, then it's something better. So I find that creating that specifically, those four steps in each area of my life is hugely empowering. I do it every day, and that's what my, it's living in the now. It's every day is living in that. And it's attracting so much. It's just seeing stuff flow and come into my life by doing it.
Thanks, Susan. Thank you so much. I really like what you said about being in the present and goals and listing it out and who am I being in this relationship, even my relationship to my health,
to my friends, to my career, to my money, not just in my relationship to love, but who am I being in relationship? Because everything is about relationship. So we have health, love, friends, career, and money. And Susan stated as well, the present tense. Present tense. And maybe some of you are saying, well, that's kind of living in fantasy. It's bogus. How can I just live as if it's already here when I have no evidence? And for those of you who really require evidence, what I suggest is that you take this on, that you experiment with it. So we're not always going to have evidence about everything all the time before we commit to it or step into it. So the key word here is experiment. And that way you're reminding yourself that you have choice. You have choice in every moment. And an experiment is impermanent. Everything is impermanent. So I know it seems kind of out there, maybe to some listeners. How can it possibly be already? How can I live every day and pretend that it is already? And I encourage you to look at it as an experiment. Remember that you have choice. And try it on for how many days? I recommend at least for 21 days, because it's 21 days to make or break a habit. And see your results. Look at your results. See if they're different. Are you feeling different? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling better? Are you feeling lousy? If it doesn't work, then experiment with something different. So, folks, you know, the great news, as I say in every show, is that we have choice. And we can make goals and intentions for 1 year, and if we don't meet them, that's okay. Maybe we have evolved so much in that year that we have actually changed our goals. We have changed it. Oh, we have a caller. Hello there. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Janet. It's John.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's great.
John, you are in Salt Lake City.
That's right.
Is it beautiful with snow?
I can't tell how far behind I am on you right now, so I had to walk out of the room where the computer was.
Oh, okay. Good. Hold on a minute. Sorry there, I had some background noise.
No worries.
All right, hi there.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I miss warm California right now, I can tell you that.
What?
I miss warm California right now, I can tell you that.
Yeah. It's much warmer here in California.
Yeah. So, I wanted to comment because you were talking about how to make it real for you, even if it's not real for you.
Yeah.
At the moment, and I just kind of wanted to share with you, because, I mean, you already know this, but I thought it was appropriate, how when I would go, I would hike in the hills there in L.A. and do my gratitude hikes, and how I made it real for myself, where I was unhappy with my body. And, you know this, so I'll share this with everyone else. But
share it with everybody.
Yeah, I was very unhappy with my body, and I would get to a point and stop in meditation in the hills, and I would try to envision the body that I wanted. And at first I couldn't do it. And just a fun trick that I picked up for myself was I would envision my body as a cartoon character, because that was easy to see. That was easy to see of a cartoon character being lean and ripped and muscular and just very healthy. And you know,
are you Superman?
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, a cartoon character can do anything, and that's I'm a big fan of cartoons. I think because they can do anything, and they can get smashed flat as a pancake, and then you know, blow their thumb, put their thumb in their mouth, and blow themselves back up. But you know, those types of things, and so it became it started out as a cartoon character, then it came to the point where I could see my body, and then it came to the point where I kept practicing, and then I didn't even have to close my eyes anymore. And you know, even now, I'm still at the point where I'm not at that place where I saw that clear vision, where I see that clear vision of this lean, muscular body, but I don't need to worry about it because I know that it's there. I know that it's coming. I know that I'm still pursuing that, but I feel it there without having to see it necessarily. I don't see it exactly what I was looking for, what I am looking for in the mirror, but I know that it's still there.
So to me, it seems like you experimented enough to get a result and to create a certain feeling and keep that feeling inside, which supports you in believing. Is that true?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is something else that I think is appropriate in what I've been hearing so far today is that, you know, I think you've got to have vision. I think you have to you know, in fact, Alicia and I, Alicia being my significant other, for those of you who don't know who I am.
Hi, Alicia.
She and I are sitting at the kitchen table listening to you right now, and we have every month the calendar, every calendar month printed out on a separate piece of paper, and we're getting ready to go through our goals for each month, and then we have a calendar year printed out, and we'll have our main goals for each year, and then, you know, going through each month to kind of get to where we need to go. And so I think it's important to have a vision of where you are or where you want to go, but at the same time, I think it's important not to get caught up and not get attached to anything in particular, not to have so much structure that you get rigid with it, that if you don't, you know, meet a certain benchmark, you don't hit a certain timeline, you don't, you know, if you fall short somewhere, that you don't get down on yourself and allow that to knock you backwards. And,
right.
You know, you have to be flexible, and it's, I don't know if I've shared this with you before or not, Janet, but I read this somewhere a long time ago where it's sort of a Zen Buddhist thing, where they talk about silk falling through your fingers and the importance
about
thing is
what?
The silk, a piece of,
oh.
imagine a piece of silk passing between your fingers, and instead of getting attached to the silk where you want to grab the silk because you enjoy the way that it feels, or you just appreciate the silk for being what it is and allow it to pass through your fingers, knowing that even if it goes all the way through and it's gone, there will be another piece of silk later, and you can enjoy the same feeling, you can enjoy the same thing. But the point being not to become too attached, just to allow things
wonderful.
To pass, so that you're not allowing yourself to get discouraged if things don't go exactly as you planned, because nothing is going, you know, for the most part, things don't go exactly as you planned, so you have to be flexible in that way and not be attached in that way. So
in order to enjoy it all.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Because it is a process.
It's really, for me, it's about being open to how things show up.
Yes, exactly.
And I've experimented with that the last several years, and it's been amazing what has shown up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that non-attachment is actually, it's more beneficial than staying attached to something really specific.
Right.
And do you think that bringing in, to conjuring up the feeling and bringing in that feeling and keeping that feeling is part of the process?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you have to keep it fresh, to keep it alive in your mind. I know somebody was talking before, what was it? It was, you know, about not allowing your, I think she said she doesn't get discouraged anymore. She doesn't worry about that anymore because she doesn't allow that to happen anymore. I think you have to do that on a regular basis to keep, because you are, you know, I mean, even now there's, you know, I have doubts that crawl into my head, but you have to kind of, I had this great dream the other night where I felt, and it was the weirdest experience, weirdest feeling, because I was experiencing my body and my spirit at the same time in my dream, where I was driving my body. I wasn't in my body necessarily, but I was driving it.
Oh.
I think the message there for me was you kind of have to separate yourself that way so that, you know, yeah, okay, if you have to, you can step outside of yourself and look and say, oh, okay, well, yeah, that's a thought, but that's not who I am. You know, I have a meditation book that I read a while ago that's, you know, that's one of the exercises that I use. If I start to have a discouraging thought, I say to myself, I have thoughts, but I am not my thoughts. I have a mind, but I am not my mind. I have a body, but I am not my body. And I think that helps you kind of detach yourself to kind of look at it objectively so that you don't let those things creep in a way that, you know, can be, you know, devastating.
Sure, it helps people stay out of the victim role.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So that we don't have our bodies and our minds running us, that when we step out and observe, we run it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a place of power and ownership.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You know,
and it makes it easier to identify those. It makes it easier for you to identify those things that are causing you stress so that you can say, oh, okay, well, that's just that thought. That's not true with my intentions. That's not true with who I am. That's just a thought that's negative that's trying to creep into my space, and I'm not going to allow that to happen.
That's my story.
Yes.
That's my story, as my mentors would say. It's just your story. You know, it's funny because, not funny, haha, but interesting that most of us as human beings, we live in our stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually believe that our stories are true and that it's really happening. And so I like your sharing about, you know, stepping outside and observing ourselves.
Yeah. And, you know, Janet, one last thing I'd like to just share is this, that I think, you know, the most important thing that I've been realizing lately for myself is listen. I know that someone mentioned earlier before, the gentleman, I think, that was looking for the pedometer, or one of the pedometer, and he said that he found one in his own apartment.
Yeah.
I think that the thing that's been coming up to me a lot lately is just listen, because everything you need is there for you. You just have to take the time to listen and not question whether or not that voice or that message that you get is from some creepy, weird place, or if you just imagined it, or whatever it is, because if you take the time to really still yourself and listen, then you'll find your inner truth, you'll find your passion, you'll find what drives you, and you'll get the answers that you need. And even if you don't know where the next step is, especially if you don't know where the next step is, sit down, take the time, be still, listen, and I guarantee you, with enough time and enough effort on listening, you will begin to hear things that you never have heard before in your life.
And I love that, really, I do. And I want to say that listening with your eyes is just as important as listening with your ears.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's applicable to what you're saying.
Sure.
And what Tom shared is that he was listening, meaning he was really open and still and quiet and was, you know, seeing, and this pedometer, that was my Boston accent.
I heard it.
This pedometer, it was there. It was always there.
Yeah.
And when we clog our head with stories and whatnot, we just, it's difficult to see.
Yeah. Well, I want to be clear, you know, I mean, you can listen with your entire body. I mean, it can be anything, you know.
Yeah.
I'm finding out that it can, you know, it can be, if you're in the car and you get an urge to drive down a street, it can be that. It can, you know, it can be just a thought that comes to your head. It can be something you see. It can be something that you actually audibly hear, you know, but you can listen with your entire body, for sure.
Yeah. Listening with your body, too. And it's an easy time of year right now to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
And people are excited. And it's my hope that the listeners have received lots of nuggets of information on how to listen all year round and how to best be open and stay open and taking the time to do some creative fantasy. John, do you want to share your vision at all? Do you have a specific vision for 2008?
I do. Part of my vision is to develop and implement my gratitude hikes, and you've been on several of those with me.
Folks, you got to go on the gratitude hike. You got to go on; it's amazing.
I am in the moment trying to figure out how to make that work, being here in Salt Lake and having already have some things established there in L.A. But again, you know, that just goes back to me just sitting still and listening and trying to find that, just listening and waiting for that answer to come in. But definitely, my gratitude hikes, I would say, is one of my biggest concerns and or at least one of my biggest goals. And, you know, then I talked to you earlier today about the restaurant that Alicia and I are trying to purchase. And so those are to do that all with gratitude and to introduce gratitude into the restaurant business, which I think is a very interesting idea, because I don't know that anybody's done anything like that before. And I don't know exactly how that'll work yet either, but again, just a matter of listening, so I'm sure we'll find the answers to that as well. So
And I think when we make the time to be in our creative juices, great things happen.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling in, John.
My pleasure.
And,
well, I'll see you next week as I'm in town.
See you next week.
Yes, and please, if anybody at the live audience there would like to go on a gratitude hike, let's set up a gratitude hike while I'm in town.
Okay, folks, you hear that in L.A.? Next week, gratitude hike. Okay, that's good.
All right, Janet.
I'm
you guys have a great day.
Thanks, John.
All right, Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. All right, well, John had some great things to say about allowing things to pass and enjoy the experience and but be unattached to it. And a good way to do that is to listen with your body and your, not only your ears, but your body, and I mentioned eyes. So while you're writing up all your goals and your action steps and whatnot, make sure you put in time there to listen and have gratitude and acknowledge yourself, acknowledge your greatness on a regular basis when you become conscious and more aware of your greatness and what you have accomplished just in one day. It's amazing how great one feels and how that energy perpetuates out into your life and into the next day. And pretty soon you will be creating results that you love. And remember, 2008 is already great. Stay in the present. Use I am. And have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day. Thank you for listening. Ciao for now. Bye.